The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Thursday, the 5th of May. Are we celebrating Cinco de Mayo? I guess I ought to ask my partners in crime here, my friends Victoria Killen and Keelan. Both of them are here, along with Garrett Sherwin. All right, Cinco de Mayo. What does it mean to you, Victoria? Absolutely nothing. That's what I thought.
Margaritas.
Exactly.
Mexican food.
A day to eat tacos.
Yeah. Tacos.
I don't really know what Cinco de Mayo is about, truthfully. Does anyone?
It's Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May. The poll, by the way, reflects on this, asking if you're celebrating. I think the word ought to be in quotation marks, Cinco de Mayo. Going to one of your favorite Mexican restaurants, going out drinking with friends, am I drive through a Taco Bell? I'm not. It has to do with a Mexican liberation, as I remember it. I don't remember it well, but it has something to do with Mexican liberation. So from that point, I mean, you guys can all nose around and see what you come up with. But it just seems nonsensical. And I don't mean to be sort of like an old nasty, ooh, these holidays. This is nonsense. It's something for people to talk about if they haven't got anything better to talk about. But as it turns out, guess what? We have something better to talk about. The situation with Donald Trump and where he is and what's going to happen now. He is unchallenged. Republican presidential nomination process is over. Kasich is out. Cruz is out. The rest of them are out. So now he's looking at the map. And if you look at an electoral map, it doesn't look as good for Trump. Well, this is how the news media is analyzing what will happen. Because we all know Mr. Trump hasn't done anything the news media didn't want him to do, right? News media didn't want him to win. Hey, he's won. News media thinks Hillary Clinton ought to win. Well, that remains to be seen. I saw a Rasmussen poll earlier this morning shows that if the election were today, Donald Trump gets 52% of the vote, Hillary Clinton gets 48% of the vote. That's according to Rasmussen, and that's today. Who knows what will happen? Things change every day. We are a fickle bunch here in America, but we do, I think, stand together in embracing change. Can we embrace? Is there going to be enough change? Will Donald Trump really present himself and his platform and his people in a way that will be acceptable to the American public? Speaking of Cinco de Mayo, you know, there are people who loathe his idea to build a wall to keep the Mexican immigrants out. He doesn't like Muslim immigrants and all that. Or is that just so much talk? When you listen, Kara, if I think we have a cut there someplace, and I'm not sure you heard it, Victoria. Trump talks about politics. He was asked by a reporter, you know, does he want the endorsement of Ted Cruz or other endorsements? And because these people have been nasty, said horrible things. You've said horrible things about them. And basically, he throws it away by saying, you know what? It's all just politics. You have that, Kara?
You brutalized a lot of them. Jeb Bush, low energy. Ted Cruz, lying Ted Cruz. I mean, go down the list. How do you now, especially after yesterday, how do you get people like Ted Cruz to endorse you and unite this party? You're talking about uniting the party. Even yesterday, you were talking about Lee Harvey Oswald. So how do you turn around and unite the party today?
Well, I've gotten a lot of calls from people that were far more brutal than Ted was, and they want to join the team. In fact, I said to them, how can you do that after what you said? They said, don't worry about it. That's not a problem, because they're politicians. You know,
I see. Doesn't that say it all? So much hooey, all of this stuff that everybody's gotten themselves twisted up about, and maybe even what he said about women or the references he's made to women. Kara and Victoria, have been just so much hooey. After all, look at the names that are on this list. There are two female governors among the four who seem to be on the short list for those who might be the vice presidential nomination. Although Nikki Haley, I don't feel she deserves it. I think she'd be horrible with him. She said she didn't want it anyway.
That's South Carolina, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, she was nothing but nasty about Trump. So why he would consider her? More and more people. Wasn't it Jennifer who's been talking about Governor Susana Martinez of New
Mexico?
That's
Jennifer's pick. Yep.
Right.
Jennifer really likes her.
Well, she's Hispanic. She's intensely liked by the right wing of the party, especially when it comes to immigration and border control. That's why she won as governor of New Mexico, because of her stand on immigration. And that is, like it or not, especially in that part of the country, but pretty much across the South anyway, south of Mason-Dixon line, the number one issue is immigration. In terms of if you separate them out, what people north and south, east and west say is that they just don't like government. Government isn't working. Government isn't performing. We need somebody to change it. But when you ask them what specific program or problem they have with the government, it is always or almost always immigration. It's taxes, how money is spent, and allowing people to come in to this country. And I will give you an example of how that rears in the face of the individual communities around the country. I live in Framingham, Massachusetts. I belong to the Framingham Town Meeting, have for a number of years. The school department budget came up for a vote the other night, and in that budget is almost 20% of the budget is aimed at helping people who are in families that do not have American citizenship. Framingham has become, I don't want to say a dumping ground, but it's become a haven, a beehive for Brazilians and a lot of others who come to this country who are not even legal, never mind they're on green cards or whatever, they just are not legally here. And the school system takes them in because they're sort of required to do it, I guess. We have 600 students in the system that are known to be illegal. And of the, I think there are 9,000 students in the system. Another 600 and some are questionable. 600 they know are illegal. Another 600 are maybe, possibly, we think they're illegal. This is what they're saying from the town. I mean, they're admitting they have this English as a second language program, which is spending millions of dollars on, to teach people who either here not legally, or even they're busing them in. The state has what they call the METCO program, which brings people from the inner city to suburban schools because supposedly they get a better education. METCO has been going on since I was a student in Framingham, 50-some-odd years ago. And it's still going on, and they're supporting it. The taxpayers are wild, livid about having to pay for these programs that are mandated by the federal government. Federal government doesn't give you a penny to run them. They just say, you got to take care of these people. And so, and this has all happened, much of it, in the last 8 years. So under Trump,
would those people be deported?
No, because you're not going to be able to find most of them, for God's sakes.
Trump's plan, but that's what he wants to do, right?
That's what he says he wants. It's not going to happen. He knows it's not going to happen. It isn't. But you've got to stop at some point. We've been talking. We said last night on town meeting floor, we cannot sustain. The average tax bill in Framingham is going to go up $219 over the course of this year because of the school department budget, because, for the most part, of these programs that have nothing to do with real education. Although I do say, for people who are legal, it is most important to teach them English and to have that skill. And that's one issue, and that's something I agree with 100%. But when it comes to teaching people who aren't even residents of Framingham, and for us to have to pay for it, no.
That is a very weird system. I don't know how that initially started, but yeah, well, I agree with you.
And that's the kind of stuff Susana Martinez talks about, and that's the kind of stuff that people who support Trump's view on immigration support. He will never, ever, and there really isn't sentiment. Honestly, I mean, in the truest, most political sense of the reality of what people expect to happen, you know, they can, the blowhards can say, oh, we got to get rid of these immigrants. They're not going to go anywhere. They're here. It's at least slowing down, stemming the tide, which, you know, the unfairness here and the political chicanery of allowing these people to come in here because you know they're going to vote for your party versus the other party because one party stands for giving things away and the other party doesn't. Somewhere there's a happy medium because we're all here to help. But at what cost? That's really the bottom line, and that's what's really annoying a lot of people. And as Obama toasts to whatever he wants to toast to in terms of this sort of thing, it's not realistic. And, you know, we're burying our head in the sand when you got an $18 trillion debt. At some point in time, you know, we've got states that are close to bankruptcy. You've got cities that have gone bankrupt. It's because there's too much of this stuff. I see the feather bedding in my own experience, not only with the problems of illegals, but I sit on the Public Works Committee on the town meeting, and the Public Works Director comes in and he wants 10 new trucks. And he says, well, we got rust on this one, and we got rust on that one, and this one has a problem, blah, 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 blah. And people think nothing of spending $400,000, $500,000, $1 million for trucks and stuff. Half of them could run another 4, 5, 6, 7 years. And that's the kind of stuff that people who don't have expertise, they listen to people supposedly who are the professionals, and the professionals carry the day, and so the tax rate goes up because of things like that. And you know, we've overinflated, overdone, overcooked, overwhelmed the taxpayer with programs that we cannot support. And the idea of working on immigration comes back around full circle to who's going to pay for this? How are you going to pay for it? Trump says he's going to get the Mexican government. Nobody believes that either. Nobody in their right mind anyway. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot, and the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Shop Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great sale price Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. early bird gifts for mom. Like Tech Gear tops, just $9.99. A Ninja Blender for only $79.99. Fine jewelry is 70% off. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Saturday morning at Kohl's. Hours may vary by store, select styles. 20% offer valid May 5th through 8th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, let's get into Prince again, out of respect for him and his life and his music. I try to keep the stories that are focused on him positive. The cause of Prince's death not announced yet, but a clue has emerged. His representatives had contacted a specialist in drug addiction in Los Angeles. The gentleman's name is Howard Kornfeld. Prince, due to meet with him 24 hours after he collapsed and died. So in the next 24 hours, had he lived, he would have seen this man. Actually, Kornfeld sent his son Andrew to go out and bring Prince to Los Angeles. Kornfeld is the one who found the singer in the elevator. So
wow.
He had sent his son out there to get Prince and bring him to L.A. for treatment. And when he got there, he's the one who found him basically dead.
So sad.
It's kind of eerie, actually, isn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah.
You get right down to the brass tacks of it all. Excuse me.
That's a shame that somebody wasn't with him more. You know, apparently everything I've read, the staff was very concerned. The chef was concerned. Other people were concerned. So why? I just don't understand why he was left alone.
Bad judgment?
I guess.
People waiting for somebody else? That always is the case. So the DEA and the U.S. Attorney's Office have joined the investigation into his death. They want to talk to the doctors. They want to know what he was on. Now, if you and I had died of the same thing, do you think the DEA and the U.S. Attorney would be investigating your death, Victoria, your death, Kara, my death? I don't think so.
Maybe yours.
You don't think I'm that important?
I didn't say that. Mm. Is it the way? Is it all about, do you get investigated in a circumstance like that? You see, you just have hit the nail on the head. You have to be somebody in order for people who are in places like that to pay attention to you.
It does raise a good question. How many people are dying? Of course it does. I asked it. How many people have the same tragic end that Prince has that just no one knows about?
Right. Thank you.
How many other people are dying from Percocet or whatever he was on?
Right. Thank you. That's the point. All right. So that's the Prince update for today. You want a little more connection to it, you can follow the trending story at DougSteffen.com. Meanwhile, On the other side of life is life. And interestingly enough, Janet Jackson is going to present her family with another life. She will turn 50 next week. Apparently, a number of people claim that she is pregnant. She has never had a child before, and to everybody's knowledge, or at least most people's knowledge, or where there is any, she's not been pregnant before.
Right. She's always said she wanted a family.
Yeah. In her second trimester of pregnancy, she's been working with a fertility specialist. In vitro, I guess, is in vogue. She sparked speculation she's expecting when she postponed her Unbreakable World Tour. So she and her husband, Wissam Al-Manna, could focus on planning, quote-unquote, our family. That was a video that was posted to Twitter, I think, last month, if I remember correctly. So if you go to the video, you would see her saying, quote, "I thought it was important that you be the first to know. My husband and I are planning our family. So I'm going to have to delay the tour. I got to rest up, doctor's orders. I'll continue the tour as soon as I possibly can." So the debate.
I'm happy for her. I love Janet Jackson. It's great.
I like her. I think it's neat for women at that age, if they desire to have a child, to be able to have a child. This controversy. Oh wow, what is she doing to womanhood? What do you mean? What is she doing to womanhood? She's underscoring what womanhood is all about. That's having babies.
Yeah, I mean she's
part.
She's pregnant and going through menopause at the same time. I mean that's good for her.
I hadn't thought about it that way. Whoa, there's a double whammy and a half. All right, well, anyway, congratulations to Janet Jackson, expecting her first child. 28 after here on Good Day.
Deja Intendu, despite what it might sound like, is not a video game. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Deja Intendu, like deja vu, is an experience where we believe we already heard something. So someone tells us something and we proclaim, "I already knew that." Now, there could be some good neurological reasons why this happens, but oftentimes, deja intendu happens because it's really tough for us to admit what we don't know. So our ego steps in and says, "I already knew that." We see this a lot with young people, and people of all ages really, who struggle with insecurity about the amount of knowledge they have. The cure? It's okay to admit when you don't know something. It's okay to fully embrace the saying that's attributed to Michelangelo, "Ancora imparo," that is, "I am still learning." Because, hey, aren't we all? For ways to set your ego aside and just learn, visit drchristianconti.com.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So far, hello. Blogging around here on the Good Day program with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments. We have a number of things on our bill of fare, including the story which you may or may not have seen profiled here, there, and everywhere. People are talking about this report that medical errors are the third leading cause of death in the United States. How do you like that? Leaving something in your body or whatever. Before we get to that, well, you know what? Actually, I kind of want to have Jack weigh in on this. We were talking about Janet Jackson a few minutes ago. Just joining us, Janet Jackson, at the age of 50, she turns 50 next week, is going to have a baby. She's in her second trimester. Her husband's 10 years younger than she is, comes from some wealthy family. That seems to be more important to some people than the baby. I don't find it to be that way. It's an interesting anecdote, but at any rate, she's having a baby. She's having a baby. And then, are you laughing at my singing?
Yes.
You are?
Of course.
I didn't hear Jack laugh at my singing.
No, no. I'm paralyzed.
Didn't
with,
hear Carol
with
laughing at
beautiful
my singing.
Awe when you open
his
your
siren song just put you in a trance.
All right, so. There are also a couple of stories, one of them at DougStephan.com, about this couple in Idaho who is going to have the first baby there in the family for 101 years. So, and then the same story, according to Victoria, more or less going on with a New Jersey couple, having, how many years had it been since there was a boy born in that family, Victoria?
It had, they hadn't had a girl in the family since 1860.
A girl. In
yeah, it was all boys.
60.
Yeah.
So that would be 100. That family's got this other family beat.
Yeah.
That's 156 years. So at any rate, maybe just having an understanding of what goes on in the reproductive system, this may be helpful information for both men and women. So first, Janet Jackson being pregnant at the age of 50. What sort of danger, damage is likely to her body? Can she sustain it? I am of the opinion, the reason I ask it is because I know that as you get older, if you pump iron and get muscles, you will keep your body in shape. And it's very important to women who are pregnant. Never mind, I mean, it's important to build up those muscles no matter what as you get older. But how would, I don't know what her routine is, but she looks like she's in pretty good shape, takes care of herself. Is that important in this overall circumstance? What kind of, if there is a danger to being pregnant at this age,
yeah,
what is it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd love to know that.
How do you handle it?
Well, remember, a woman is born with all the eggs she's ever going to have. So these eggs are 50 years old.
How do you mean? I thought they produced it. I thought you produced eggs.
No, no. Sperm cells last about 6 weeks, 7 weeks. Sperm cells are constantly turning over.
Hold on a minute. When women have their period, that stuff is in their body from when they've gone through puberty?
Yeah.
All those eggs are there?
Yeah. A woman is born.
You start losing them.
You're born with about 200,000 to 400,000 eggs.
Huh.
And every ovulatory cycle, there's anywhere from 20 to 50 of them that are triggered by the LH and the FSH hormonal cycle that you go through. But only about one, sometimes two or three, but usually just about one, actually forms the follicle that provides an egg that can be fertilized. So she loses eggs every time. But when you have
every
200
time
to 400...
You go through your cycle.
Every time she goes through a cycle.
Yeah.
But when you have 200 to 400,000 eggs, you know, you can afford to lose, you know, a couple hundred of them a year.
I guess I should have known that. I feel ignorant.
But you lose more after, because as a woman, I mean, everyone always knows, oh, after 35, your eggs drop significantly, the number of eggs that you have left.
Well, there's that, plus what Jack says about how old they are.
Well, yeah, and no matter how many remain, they're 50 years old. Now, the thing that causes the degradation of an egg is the same thing that is leading to this massive amount of cancer death, the massive amount of heart disease, is simply malnutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And if her nutrition has been top-notch, there are women all over the place, all over the world, who have children after the age of 50.
I'm guessing that she's had top-notch everything.
Oh, yeah. You know, you take a look at her. You know, she hasn't been sitting on the couch watching TV for 6 hours a day.
No. Right. Yep.
And so even back in the 1920s, 1930s, it was well known that women who were in the southern part of the states, mm-hmm. where the cypress trees grew, there's this particular plant that lives up in the cypress trees. The name of it escapes me at the moment. But they do not have roots. These plants pull all of their nutrition out of the atmosphere. And it was well known that people who ate or drank tea made from this particular moss, and Spanish moss, but there's a particular name for it, were fertile in their 50s, sometimes in their 60s, mm-hmm. and men were fathering children into their 70s and their 80s.
Well, that's amazing. I've never heard of that.
No. The story of a man who's in his 90s who is with somebody who's in her 40s, and he gets her pregnant, and yada, yada. I'm not sure that's... I just find it interesting...
Mother Nature doesn't need men. Mother Nature needs women.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's simply the case. Yeah. You know, that's all throughout mammalian existence on this planet.
There are some women who think they don't need men at all.
Well, I would also add to this that in Janet Jackson's case, and with a lot of Hollywood celebrities in their 40s having their first kid, I would suspect that this is probably an egg donor. That this is a donated egg that was fertilized with her husband's sperm. Yeah.
Yeah. See, my daughter had at 40. She had not had a child, wanted to have a child. There were a few complications. So Miles came about in a Petri dish, you could say, and then he was implanted into her womb. And that's how in vitro works. And she did it a couple times.
I'm working with
successful.
A patient right now, that very thing. They're implanting two frozen embryos that were fertilized in vitro. They're implanting two of these in about 2 weeks.
Really?
And it's because of what we've been able to do with her nutritionally that she was actually able to produce some healthy eggs. But it took several months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. It so in the term, this couple, whether it was 156 years or 101 years, why would it be the other side of the question about being pregnant? Why would it be that a family would go so long without, is it just the luck of the draw, is it DNA? Why would they go so long without having babies of both sexes from generation to generation to generation to generation?
Well, off air there, Victoria was saying that there was about three or four boys born every particular generation, and we're back a half a dozen generations or more.
Yeah.
And it would be, you know, I don't think it's just the luck of the draw. There was something probably genetic that was taking place as well, because nature usually has been very, very balanced in that way, although there are slightly more women born than men, but not enough to answer that particular question. It would have to be something genetic in the line. I'm not a geneticist, but that's the only thing I can come up with.
Yeah, all right, makes good sense. Dr. Jack, I always ask him for help and authority. He and his wife do this wonderful podcast that you can check out every week. The new podcast for Jack this week focuses on what cancer is. And if you have a healthy gut, he'll tell you you don't have to worry about getting cancer. I understand that. The whole situation... with sleepless, well, we did that earlier. I was thinking of sleepless and tying it into the things that are going on. This study would suggest that medical mistakes, people who are asleep, that is, whether they choose to be or not, if you're under anesthesia, you don't know what's being left in your body after an
Well, no, it's a whole bunch of things. It's the wrong medication. It's the right medication, but there's too much of it. There's the surgical mistakes that take place. There's tests that are given. There are other processes. There's about a half a dozen different things that add up to this. It's not just leaving something in during surgery. There's anesthetic shock that even though a little bit of a test ahead of time seemed to be okay, but once they were under deep anesthesia, the shock killed them. Yeah. I don't know why this is suddenly in the news, because there have been research done over the last two decades that show, I think the highest I've ever seen was fourth. And this was several years ago that it was ranked number fourth, infectious diseases being number three. Mm-hmm. But it's pushed that one out of its third place and become, you know, so what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do?
This is one of the reasons why alternative medicine is growing at such rapid numbers in this country,
because people
are losing faith in this stuff.
Yep. 44 past the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell, back with some more information that will help you medically. As a matter of fact, you ought to check out his podcast at Dr. Jack's ForbiddenDoctor.com. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Every week, a new podcast. You want to find out what cancer really is, You can tap into his mind and Mary's mind. And I'm going to tell you how we tapped into Mary's mind and Jack's mind over the weekend in a few moments. I find that Jack has a lot of expertise, and thus the formula that's been used to put together the long life energy enzymes and their new ageless thyroid product, which you can find also at ForbiddenDoctor.com. These are two products that are tested, that are researched, that come from Jack's many, many years of experience and Mary's research for many, many years. I'm down with this. As a matter of fact, I take these products myself, the ageless thyroid thing. And people need to have a thyroid focus. A lot of people don't. Learning about your thyroid is important, but having a healthy gut, which you get with the long life energy enzymes, is just about the most important things. That you take three or four of these a day, it's almost miraculous how well they will help you either get to feel or stay feeling. So if you want to check them out and order them, all you have to do is go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. I like the probiotic side of it, as a matter of fact. And then we'll talk about what happened with Meredith in a few moments and how the probiotics are so important. At any rate, go to the website. Check out Long Life Energy Enzymes and Ageless Thyroid. If you would like to order them, you click on the order. There's an order button there on the website. And if you want to use the code Doug for 10% off, that's cool, too. Use Doug for 10% off at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Shop Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great sale price Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. early bird gifts for mom. Like Tech Gear Top, just $9.99. A Ninja Blender for only $79.99. Fine jewelry is 70% off. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Saturday morning at Kohl's. Hours may vary by store, select styles. 20% offer valid May 5th through 8th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
All right, so the thing that I like about Jack and what I like about the philosophy that he espouses, and that's why we have several people on this program who remember, we have different doctors with different points of view. And that's what I think we I'm trying to get everybody to respect another person's point of view. It may be that Jack's way is the way for you. It may be that Ken Kronhaus's way is the way for you. But at least you have different things that come from these gentlemen who are both experienced. They both have expertise, and so you decide what works best for you. I know that Meredith, who had a problem over this past week, and we still don't really know what it was. It wasn't Lyme disease. It was not a tick bite. It was some other stuff, but she got so far down that she went to the hospital and had to get hydrolyzed, or whatever they call it. And
hydrated,
thank you, that too. Was there for 4 or 5 hours, and then afterwards I asked Jack to talk to her a little bit. So you did, and you gave her all kinds of things to work on and think about. Mary is a genius, Jack's wife, and she's very helpful. That's why the podcast do so well. But I mean, I don't mind using her as an example of the things that the medical community, the people in the hospital, were convinced that she had Lyme's disease. And then after the blood test, she didn't have Lyme's disease. You know, how do you know, and how do you trust, and how do you know who to trust when it comes to these sorts of things? That's the conundrum here, Jack.
Well, it's a matter of getting a little bit better self-educated. And there's plenty of ways and avenues to follow to start learning about how your body actually works and the kind of nutrition, the kind of exercise, whatever else that it's required. Most of us have sedentary jobs anymore. And they're only 3 or 4 generations away from people who are on their feet and working.
Yeah.
The amount of back problems that are caused just by sitting in a chair for 8 hours a day anymore is just staggering.
Yeah, you gotta get up.
The Forbidden Doctor. I mean, we try to cover every subject we possibly can from a nutritional exercise point of view.
And that's why.
Good place to start.
Yeah,
it's a good place to start.
Yep. All right, join the thousands of people that are podcasting at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How are you and yourself doing today? It's 53 after the hour, the morning radio program that is heard actually around the clock, around the world. Good day show. It's now time for Tech Talk. Tech Talk time brought to you by a grant from the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, which allows all of us to express ourselves with facts, figures, opinions, etc., etc., etc. So we're going to tap into that with Victoria and I focusing on a big announcement from Hulu. Plus, the video game that's being played for a great cause, and what the Pope's doing on Twitter. Up next here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Silguera.
Hi. Let's get to the video game that's being played, Kara. The game is called Sea Hero Quest. What happens?
I'm Victoria. The Sea Hero Quest, Kara.
Kara, stop it, will you please? Yes.
There's a new video game that launched yesterday. It's called Sea Hero Quest, and it asks players to set sail around the world in search and it asks players to set sail in search of precious artifacts in the form of memories, and then you collect different things as you go around the world. What's interesting about this game, although it is apparently very fun to play, scientists are monitoring how many players are playing this game because they're doing dementia research with it.
Really?
Apparently, one of the early symptoms of diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and dementia is that you lose your ability, besides memory loss and difficulty problem solving, you lose your you have a reduced ability to navigate. And they're testing how people navigate this video game, and they're hoping that hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people will start playing it so they can get a better range if a little kid is playing versus an older person.
Yeah.
So they can find symptoms, and they're hoping that this can actually be a breakthrough.
One of the things that's an outreach or an effect of having GPS is you don't have to think about where you're going. You have to find your way. You just push a button.
Right.
So another thing that Jack was talking about a few minutes ago, Dr. Stockwell, about what's happening to our bodies because we are becoming so physically complacent. And it's because of stuff in our brains become complacent when they're not active. I've been doing crossword puzzles more than I ever have in my life, just because I want to keep that area working. All right, so yep. That's very good. Hulu has
Hulu.
A new web subscription service. What's that all about?
This is going to be really interesting. Everyone is not everyone. I know you don't like when I say that.
Yeah.
Many people have unplugged their cable boxes, and they're using Netflix and Amazon and Roku and HBO Now and all these other apps. So Hulu has joined in, and they've teamed up with actual networks: ESPN, ABC, Fox, and FX. They're going to start for $40 a month. Early next year, they're going to roll out their new plan so that you can actually watch live sporting events on ESPN, and you'll be able to watch Fox and ABC and FX's live shows via Hulu. So it'll be interesting. I mean, for $40, to me, that sounds like a lot. But if you think about what cable costs you, it's really a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
So this could be a game changer for next year.
The Pope has been treated badly on Twitter after he posted a message about Jesus dying on the cross out of love for us. This was the kinds of things that people write. One person wrote, smells like bull. You know what he...
Yep.
The idea that nobody wants to be challenging why Jesus died or whatever. When did the Pope go on Twitter? Wasn't that something that was sort of highly...
Fairly recent.
Anyway.
Trolls and the Pope.
Yeah, I just find it...
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.